that.
Uh-huh.
And, I have some, you have a number I could call you back?
Sure, yeah, but it's long distance. You don't mind that.
Well, you're from,
Tarpon Springs. Yeah. No, I'm from West Virginia. We've lived in Pinellas County for 23 years, but I've only been in AA for around 3 years. I got in, went to my first meeting March the 10th, 1981. Haven't had a drink since then.
Well, I came in, 30 years before.
Yeah, you sure do.
Yeah. It's the most gorgeous program in the world. Because anybody could use it for any hang-up, really.
Yeah.
Alcohol was only mentioned a couple of times.
Yeah.
But you just live a day at a time, and that's exactly what the Bible says.
Yeah, well, it's been fantastic for me because I've gotten into service work real early, and I've been real busy. I started sponsoring people, you know, right after I had a little over a year in the program, about a year and a half, and I've just been busy ever since.
Well, I do too. I have, I do 12-step work up at the, meeting up at 1112, and...
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
And I just had a girl 2 or 3 nights ago come up to me and say, you don't remember me, do you? But see, the problem with this disease is progressive.
Yeah.
No matter whether you drink or don't.
Yeah.
And I destroyed enough brain cells so that aging isn't helping any.
Yeah.
My memory is a little iffy.
Well, you mentioned a book. I didn't know there was one.
On alcoholism?
No, on AA in Pinellas County.
There's a pamphlet.
Uh-huh.
And they usually have some of let me see if I have one. Can you hold on a minute?
Okay.
No, I can't find it, but one of the things is the glucose tolerance, you know, that they're relating to AA now, too.
Oh, I hadn't heard anything about that. What I'm trying to do is trace, you know, the history of AA in Pinellas County and see, you know, where the groups met and how it was different then when you came in.
Yeah.
You know, as to how it is now. And he, Bill had told me that you were quite active with different things.
I am active, but I'm active on a day-to-day basis.
Uh-huh.
It's not really the history of it. You know, I know generally the history of it. I believe it started in Tampa down here.
Uh-huh. Where did you come in when you came into AA?
I came into St. Mary's Church.
Oh.
They had not a group, but a meeting there.
Uh-huh.
And that was where I got my white chip.
How did you get yourself to AA?
One of the girls that lived in my apartment building at the time saw me get arrested the night before for my own sake.
Uh-huh.
Because I was staggering all over the place and vulnerable to thieves, rapists, anything else, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the cops picked me up. She saw me, and she saw them pick me up and knew I was drunk. And she was brand new in AA herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came down to the jail to see me the next day.
Wow.
And the way she talked and the way she looked, I knew that was for me.
Yeah.
It was shining all over her.
Yeah. So you came into the St. Mary's group, and that was in 1950?
That was in
1950. Huh. Let's see. I usually have a little piece of paper that I use to interview people to find out what it was like, Were there many groups back then around in St. Petersburg at that time? I know around that time there was only one group in Clearwater. I believe that was 301.
Well, St. Mary's, I know. It was shortly after that, about a year later. that we started what we call the club. And that was a place that was open all day. Now, this was, I've forgotten the address. I know it was upstairs. And it was down, let me see if I can remember.
Was it on Central Avenue?
No, that was the next one, 1024. That, now, that's just a, the club became controversial, you know, because everybody wants to be the top man, and we went through the same mistakes. We had presidents, vice presidents, and all that.
Yeah.
And that's not good for AA. Everybody is equal.
Right.
And I wish I could remember the address, but I can't. But then they moved to 1421, and then they opened the other place that is practically just an AA group that's open all the time. That's all. It's a service center.
Right. Let's see, do you remember any other groups? There was a group that was meeting in people's homes for a while, was that, down on the beach?
Yes, that was before I came in. That was, Pa Green, who was the original, I believe, starter of, AA in St. Petersburg. He and his wife, Pa and Ma Green, they called.
Yeah.
And he had come from Midwest somewhere. And he had gone into AA there, and he was about in his 80s when he came here to, and he started one of the first groups too. And they met in his home.
You don't remember the name of that one, do you?
I don't believe they had a name. They just met at Pa Green.
Yeah. Of course, he's not still alive. Yeah. Well, Bill had mentioned some people called Dick and Bunny Graves.
Yes, they were originally the ones that the Greens sponsored.
Are they still around?
I don't know. I have no idea where they are. I haven't seen them for a long time.
Yeah.
Alcoholics become prosperous and move out.
Right. Well, when you came in, was there anything that was different then than now than the way it is now? I know I've heard some people talk about being instructed in AA in the steps before they were allowed to go into the regular meeting. Was it like that at all when you?
No, no way. It was just had a sponsor who had a little experience of AA and saw that you got to meetings. And then you both listened and shared and cared, you know. They've gone into it in great depth, I know. They have retreats and all sorts of things. And it's a plus. It's all right as long as nothing is done for money.
Right.
Yes, that's acceptable, but to make money out of it, no.
Yeah. Did you ever know Roy Yergin? Roy Yergin, the Sarge, was he around when you came in? The sergeant from McDowell that started it?
No, but I heard of him.
What about Fred Meekin? Did you
know Fred Meekin quite well? Fred and Angela, his wife. And they were both AAs.
Now, I don't know, I've seen his name mentioned in the histories, but I don't know anything about him. Do you remember anything?
He was a fairly wealthy man and retired. And Fred was a good man. I can't tell you much more about it, except I know he supported AA. He went regularly to meetings. And Angela was very active in the associated group, which is devoted to the wife,
Al-Anon?
Al-Anon, the spouses of alcoholics who might have a little trouble trying to understand.
Right. Yeah. Did you ever go out of town to meetings on a regular basis?
Oh, sure. I've gone up to, not regularly, but I walked to Clearwater, go down to, go over to Tampa, and go down to Sarasota. I've been down there a couple of times. But there's enough meetings around here now so that you don't have to really have to go out of town to get people to speak or to speak yourself.
Right.
They're all yelling to speakers all the time. It's grown tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
Just as the city grows, so grows AA.
Right. Well, I know at 301 now in Clearwater, they have, like, I think around 20 meetings a week. And back in the 50s, they only had 4 meetings a week, and so for anybody that wanted a meeting a day, they had to just travel around, you
That's
know, to right. the different areas.
That's right.
To
no,
go.
It's terrific the way they've developed, because actually alcoholism is growing too with the dual addiction.
Uh-huh.
And it's become important because it can work with a dual addicted person. I
uh-huh.
know because I have a neighbor who is dual addicted, and he's in AA and has been for quite a number of years.
Yeah.
Now, for some strange reason, just straight drugs, I don't know how that's going on, but I do know that there, since drugs came on the market, that a lot of people nowadays are saying they're dual addicted.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wasn't. There wasn't any drugs around when I came in.
Right. Were there many women then?
Yes, there were quite a few. Of course, there were more in what they called Al-Anon.
Uh-huh.
And that was the spouse.
Right.
Of the drunk, whether it was male or female. And they had to be helped too, because living with somebody as sick as an alcoholic, they get sick too.
Oh, yeah, right. Did you ever meet Dr. Fred McMullen from Clearwater?
Oh, sure. I know Dr. Fred very well.
Yeah, what do you remember about him?
Oh, he was a sweetheart. He was a doll. One of the nicest guys you ever met, and he knew his AA, and he was very active in the group.
Did you ever know his niece, Blanche?
No.
What about Tom Holmes? Did you ever know him?
Where was
he was from Clearwater. He was, someone had told me that he was actually the one that held the first AA meeting in Clearwater, although that Dr. Fred was the one that was given credit for it, that Tom Holmes was the one that held it, held the first meeting. You know, it's hard to know. You just have to talk to different people. Yeah, I believe so. That's right. Have you ever served in general service, been active in general service at all?
No, I'm active in 12 steps still.
Uh-huh.
But I go up to the meeting place that's open every day, and anytime anybody calls in for help, I'll do it if I can get there.
Right. Yeah. Well.
But the service part of it, you know, it requires, you mean the ones that put out the pamphlets?
Yeah, like, you know, the GSR, the, you know.
No, I like it down at the nitty-gritty level.
The group level, yeah. When you came in, did they have, I had heard that when people surrendered, when they took the third step, that they would go to missions and do that. Was that a practice at all when you first came in? Yeah. And the new people were treated very much like they are today, then, huh?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
As far as my experience goes,
uh-huh.
You know, you've got yourself a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Mine happened to be the girl who lived right near me.
Right.
And she saw that you went to meetings. And then when it was over, you would discuss it, you know, talk all about it, and try to analyze and relate to yourself. had been said.
Right.
See what good you could get out of it.
Yeah.
She was a great help to me. She'd only been in a year, and when she came to jail to see me, I thought an angel was coming in there. She looked so beautiful.
Yeah.
She had it all together. She was just as happy as she could be.
Is she still alive today, really?
No, they moved out of town. This is a transient town here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you remember any groups that might have split off from the St. Mary's group? I'm trying to trace how the groups, you know, began. Uh-huh. It's like a unity meeting where people send speakers now, is that right?
That's all.
It was at one time a group, though, wasn't it?
Not that I know of.
Uh-huh.
It never has been since I've been here. It's just been a meeting place. And, it's called the Unity Meeting, which might be misleading because everybody thinks that, that's the name of the group.
Uh-huh. But it doesn't have business meetings or anything like that. Do you know any other older members, old-timers, that might be willing to share some information to help us trace the history?
I know, but I don't know where they are.
Yeah. Like I said, Bill Baxter's the one that, you know, gave me your number.
A lot of them have died.
Right. Yeah, I know that. It's hard to find out, you know, what really happened because nobody had been doing this before. Nobody had been keeping the history, and these people died off. And
nobody
had
put it together, and it
right.
Because, so many people have misinterpreted what AA is.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I've had a lot of sober people or conventional people say, oh, I wouldn't go to that place.
Right.
I think it's a gathering of drunks having a fine time.
Right. Yeah, they just don't know. Yeah. Well, I'd like to give you my name and address.
If I think of anything, I'd be glad to call you.
Okay. That would be great because we would like to eventually get a history written up, you know.
Yeah, sure, I think it should be done. Let me get a pad of paper.
Okay. All right.
Okay, what's the name?
Pat Slora. That's S as in sailboat, L-O-R-A-H.
S-O-R-A-H.
S-L-O-R.
Oh, S-O-O-R.
S-L-O-R.
S-L-O-R. I get it.
Yeah. A-H.
S-L-O-R-A-H.
Right.
That's a strange name.
Yeah, that's a Scottish name.
Oh, great. Okay, Pat, if I can dig back in my kind of sketchy memory, I'll write notes down, and I'll call you. What would be the best time to call you?
Around 6 o'clock is the best time to call me. I don't have any pigeons calling me then, and I'm home.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good time for me. And if you'll look in the plain and straight, we have been having things in there with my name and address so that people could send things to me, but it wasn't in this month. We're hoping to get it in next month.
Okay,
from
fine.
The archive.
I pick that up all the time.
Oh, good.
But you are home any evening by 6.
Uh-huh. I usually go out after that. And then I have one that calls me at 7.
Oh, yeah.
So 6 is a real good time.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll dig around and see what else I can dig up. And I'll work on my memory and go back through, I keep diaries.
Oh, that's great.
And I'll go back through them and see what I can dig up, too.
Okay, and any names of people, you know, the old-timers that would be willing to be interviewed over the phone. If you could give me their phone numbers, I think it, you know, it's probably good if they're prepared, you know, for me to call them so they can sort of get their thoughts together a little bit. And that would sure be a help. So I've done a few, you know, a few of these over the phone. That seems to be easier than us trying to meet someplace and sit down with a tape recorder.
That's right.
And my tape recorder, it plugs into the phone. It works out real well. It's from the archives. This all this stuff is bought from the archives, and it's set up. And if you know of any group that would like to have the archives display, come to your group. We'd be glad to bring it and set it up. It's quite a large display. And we have, you know, old letters from the beginnings of St. Pete and Clearwater. And we have pictures of Bill and Dr. Bob and Sam Shoemaker and Bill Dotson and some of the early members. We're going to have a picture of Roy Yergin because someone's getting that for us. And we also have a film strip, Markings on the Journey, that takes about 38 minutes, and it tells the history of AA in just a beautiful way. So if you know of anybody that would like to have these things, we'd be glad to come and put this on.
That's great. It should be done. The difficulty is, of course, not knowing last names. Just living a day at a time. All the things, you know, you tell everybody to forget yesterday.
Yeah.
On 12-step work. I haven't really hung on to the history of it because I moved around here.
Yeah.
My mother came down the first year I was in AA and made a total mess of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, she could really do it. So I should have known better than to get hooked up with her again.
Yeah.
But I thought I was clearing the past, you know?
Yeah.
And that sort of got me down. I didn't drink, but I wasn't actually practicing AA. I was very bitter and very angry. But finally somebody gave a... Are you in Tampa?
I'm in Tarpon. No.
And they finally got news of me being isolated and started to come over and take me into meetings, which I thought was terrific.
Yeah.
And that was from the Tampa group.
My
goodness. They knew about me, I don't know.
Wow.
But the Lord moves in mysterious ways.
That's for sure. We sure do know that, don't we? Yeah. Well, it sure was nice talking to you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, too.
And
I'm sorry my memory isn't better, but...
Well, that's all right. I thought, you know, maybe Bill had called you and, you know, told you that I was good.
He did tell me something about it, said you'd call and
yeah.
wanted to know something about the history of St. Petersburg AA, but actually, I never went into it in depth. I do know that it was somebody from Tampa that came over here.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know Pa Green.
Yeah.
And some of the old-timers, but, you know, that's so long ago. My God, I've forgotten their last name.
Did you ever know someone named Ted Healy?
Sure would. Ted was a doll.
Yeah.
Beautiful man. And full of enthusiasm and very, very... you know, gung-ho, I mean, he could attract anybody.
Yeah.
He was a great guy with a lot of humor.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you think of anything else, give me a call.
I'll do that.
Okay, thanks again. Bye now.